Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Today's hadith عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه رواه البخاري. Before that there was one hadith that we missed out. عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يؤتى يوم القيامة بالقرآن وأهله الذين كانوا يعملون به في الدنيا تقدمه سورة البقرة وآل عمران تحاجان عن صاحبهما. So these two hadiths here. First hadith, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is the one who learns the Quran Sharif and teaches it. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of you is the one who learns the Quran Sharif and he teaches it. This riwayat is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. The first thing is, the best of you. Ulama explain that the Quran Sharif has various, what is meant by the one who learns the Quran Sharif and he teaches it, it has various aspects. One is learning the how to read the Quran Sharif. That is also learning Quran Sharif. One is a person that is learning the rules of the Quran Sharif. In other words, he's learning fiqh. So that is also part of learning Quran Sharif. One is a person is learning the qirat, the seven different modes, etc. He's also learning Quran Sharif. One is a person that is studying ahadith to get a better understanding of how it relates to Quran Sharif. He's also studying Quran Sharif. So خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. The best of you is the one that learns Quran. Is not only referring to a person becoming a hafiz, but all that is related to learning Quran Sharif. So even if a person is sitting in a basic tajweed class, he's also falling into this category. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. The best of you is the one that learns Quran. And the next part of the hadith, وَعَلَّمَ, and that person that teaches it. Here again, it doesn't mean only a person that is teaching tafsir of Quran, is also teaching the meanings of the Quran. Person is explaining what the ayat of the Quran means, explaining the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which actually is a gateway to the Quran Sharif and understanding the Quran Sharif. Person is teaching fiqh, a person is teaching other aspects of deen which is relating to the teachings of Quran Sharif. He is also falling in this category of khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamah. The best of you is the one that learns Quran Sharif and he teaches it. In everything we like to have the best. Whether it's the car, if we have the opportunity of having the best car, we'll choose it. If we have the opportunity of having the best home, we'll choose it. If we have the opportunity of choosing the best seat on an aeroplane, we'll choose it. So like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that the best of you is the one that learns Quran Sharif and he teaches. Quran Sharif is something that is not hard to learn. Sometimes we think that the Quran Sharif is something that is very, very difficult to learn. I'm old now, I'm past my, so to speak, sell-by date. So now where I'm going to sit and learn Quran Sharif? It's such a difficult thing to learn. You should never ever think like that. Allah Ta'ala has made Quran Sharif such, it doesn't matter what age a person is, he can still learn Quran Sharif. One Musalli of ours that passed away, many brothers will remember him, Dawood Bhai. So he started learning Quran Sharif at a very late age. Very late age. He would say that I don't know how to read Quran Sharif. Please teach me how to read Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq. He joined the class and he was learning and he would practice and he would continue practicing. So just a few days before he could leave for Hajj, he came to tell me, Alhamdulillah, I caught it now and I'm enjoying it. Allah Ta'ala has left Quran Sharif like that, that we can learn it, and once a person learns it and he catches it, it's of great enjoyment to him. So therefore, nobody should feel that I can't take benefit from this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can't fall into the category of learning Quran Sharif. There's always a chance for us to learn Quran Sharif. Another thing that ulama explained, take out a point from this hadith, allama is that person that teaches Quran Sharif. It doesn't only mean that person that is teaching a higher level. Even that maktab apa, that apa that is teaching Quran Sharif, she's also getting the reward of this hadith that you are from the best of people. So nobody should feel it menial and trivial that I'm teaching alif, ba, ta, tha. I'm teaching very basic level. I'm not in that category. There is nothing like that. Our Ustad Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. In the morning he would teach Bukhari Sharif. In the afternoon he would teach children basics of Islam, basics of deen. So there isn't such a thing as it's too low for me or it's too high. So long as we are part of that train that is moving in that direction, it doesn't matter which coach we are, so long as we are attached, inshallah we'll reach our destination. So there isn't something that is too high or too low. We should just try and put ourselves in and see how we can benefit from being the best by being part of those that are learning Quran Sharif. And in whichever way we can teach, simple way of teaching children, teaching others at home, is that when they're young, when they're growing up, test them. Just test them. Or if they don't know, we just read. Keep reciting, for example, Surah Fatiha. You'll be surprised how quickly the child will learn Surah Fatiha. And we will be the means of teaching the child Surah Fatiha for the rest of their child's life. The child will read Surah Fatiha. Perhaps he'll teach others who will get the reward. That grandfather or their father, they just recited Surah Fatiha. And how much did it require of us? Nothing much. We just kept reciting it. The child learned it. We will get all the reward. Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us. Let us take advantage. Take advantage. When we hear these hadith, we must really believe that this is the best. Everything else, I want the best. So here also, I would like the best. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.